From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Alyssa Block. From President Obama today, more stern warnings to congressional Republicans not to test his resolve on the budget. From Republicans, calls for the president to sit down and talk. There are now 27 days to go before huge tax hikes and federal budget cuts. And we have two reports on the efforts to avoid that and what gets cut if those efforts fail. We'll begin with NPR's Mara Liasson.
It was another day with no negotiations, but plenty of talk. The Republicans went first. Here's House Majority Leader Eric Cantor.
We want to sit down with the president. We want to talk specifics. We put an offer on the table now. He is out of hand, rejected that. Where are the specifics? Where are the discussions? Nothing is going on.
Speaker John Boehner said we can't sit here and negotiate with ourselves.
And if the president doesn't agree with our proposal and our outline, I think he's got an obligation to send one to the Congress and a plan that can pass both chambers of Congress. If you look at the plans that the White House have talked about thus far, they couldn't pass either house of the Congress.
Of course, neither could the plan Speaker Boehner has tabled, with a promise of $800 billion in revenue raised by closing unspecified tax loopholes. The White House spent a considerable amount of effort today, in public, trying to demolish the mathematical and political premises of that proposal. White House economic advisor Jason Furman gave reporters a detailed handout explaining why, unless you wanted to eliminate or severely curtail tax deductions for the middle class or for charitable giving, the Republican plan would only produce $450 billion in revenue, not $800. President Obama went before the Business Roundtable, a group of corporate CEOs who have not been friendly to him in the past, to suggest that no deal could be done until the Republicans gave in on raising tax rates.
Now, we've seen some movement over the last several days among some Republicans. I think there's a recognition that maybe they can accept some rate increases as long as it's combined with serious entitlement reform and additional spending cuts. And if we can get the leadership on the Republican side to take that framework, to acknowledge that reality, then the numbers actually aren't that far apart.
In which case, the president said, we could get a deal in about a week. But that makes it sound too easy. Raising tax rates is by far the most difficult issue for Republicans and would probably have to be addressed with a creative plan to help Speaker Boehner deal with opposition among his conservative majority. But White House officials seem to be suggesting that Mr. Obama might not even sit down with Republicans at the negotiating table until they cried uncle on tax rates. Today, the president also delivered a warning to Republicans not to tie the fiscal cliff debate to the fight over raising the country's borrowing limit.
If Congress in any way suggests that they're going to tie negotiations to debt ceiling votes and take us to the brink of default once again as part of a budget negotiation, which, by the way, we have never done in our history until we did it last year, I will not play that game.
Mr. Obama once again sketched out a two-step process. By the end of this year, come up with a down payment on revenues, spending cuts, and entitlement reforms. And then
we have open running room next year to deal with a whole host of other issues like infrastructure and tax reform and immigration reform that will further make America Inc. competitive. That's one option.
And leaders on both sides say that is what they want. But to get there, they have to start talking to each other, not just at each other. Mara Liasson, NPR News, The White House.